Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are again, another edition of Norm at Night, except today we're coming to you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon from McHenry, Maryland, or what is popularly known as Deep Creek Lake. I've been coming here more or less every year for the last 15 years with my family for a week of vacation. It was a real interesting tradition started by my in-laws. I'm sitting now at the table of the place we're staying. It's a place called At Ease. I had to come on the show today because I couldn't help but get a chuckle yesterday out of seeing that cover in the New Yorker magazine. You know, I'm a Barack fan pretty much, but you know, if you can't take the heat, just get out of the kitchen. There's a lot of noise here going on right now, but you know, imposing on their space to begin with. You can reach Norm at Night, even though it's Norm in the afternoon today, at 347-945-6713. I've got all our lines open right now. Again, that's 347-945-6713. Now, one of the things that I want to give a shout-out to the guys at Hogworth, and I hope your program's winding down. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, actually, was summer programs. Summer programs are a real interesting phenomena. We can't just have summers off anymore. Now we have to go to all these different things and find out somehow to make us better. You know, there's a summer camp for this. Sports are wild. Everybody goes to a sports camp so they can be the next Brett Favre. In fact, I hear he's coming back now. Who knows? You know, these guys, they just can't quit. They're like little children, and they never grow up. And all of a sudden, they've got to face the real world, as my brother tells me. And there's no hope for them. That kind of shocked me, I understand. My brother listened to the whole Brett Favre interview today. Anyway, who knows what's going on with him? You know, the guy just can't quit. Again, uh-oh, it looks like I got a call in here. You're on the air.
What's that?
You're on the air.
First time caller, love the show.
Hey, I'm glad I got a first-time caller on the air, and it's really kind of cool. We'll just call him Big Lou. And in fact, I think he's coming to us from a boat in the middle of Deep Creek Lake. That's really cool.
Well, we just flipped your daughter, and she almost landed in Lauren's lap off the tube.
Oh, man. My daughter was in the... Tommy was on the tube, and she just went for a real flippy-do. Anyway, Big Lou and I go back a long way. I'm going to tell you a story about Big Lou. You know, there I was. You know, I'm a soccer nut. Everybody knows that. Big C, United fan, and I'm coaching a soccer team, these little 5 and 6 year old boys, and
5, 6 year old.
There I am. If the game's over and we lose the game, and I'm thinking, what am I going to tell these little kids? You know, because after all, you know, the game was it was a matter of life or death at the time. Now we all know it's more important. But anyway, I'm standing there trying to figure out what to say, and all of a sudden I feel this tug on my short. I look down, this little blonde, toe-headed kid, he looks up at me and he says, "Hey, coach, we win or lose?" And from that point, a few of the guys on that team went from, you know, the Bowie Boys or the South Bowie Boys and Girls Club, and Dr. Denise, the dentist, who's coaching the big team, you know, and they go all the way from... They go all the way from there to actually play at a pretty high level in college up in Syracuse. I'm having a little trouble making you out there, Lou.
Yeah, I'm losing the connection. Let me try giving you a call back, Buff.
All right, we'll just hang you up. All right, so we got five lines open again. You can reach us at 347-945-6713. Now, to move from soccer, let's talk about the New Yorker magazine cover. You know, I was listening to Michelle Bernard yesterday on Hardball. What a crybaby. The woman is nothing but a crybaby. If you say anything about the Golden Boy, my God, you're some kind of, you know, I'm all for Barack. I'm ready to vote for him, but I am getting so sick of the whining. Anybody says any, you know, politics is a rough and tumble game. You know, Michelle Obama's going to go and throw around hip crashes or whatever you call those things. You can't expect somebody not to make fun of it. It's an American political tradition. You know, and anybody who thinks that Michelle Obama was a Black Panther doesn't know anything about the Black Panthers. Michelle Obama benefits from everything that the Black Panthers did. You know, you want to talk about Black Panthers, talk about Tupac Shakur and his mother. His mother was an original founder of the Black Panthers. You know, and Barack Obama, he's a great candidate for president. It's becoming more apparent every day as we go on that Barack is nothing but a politician. They're all politicians. When the people who elect you express sentiments, if you want to get elected, you have to begin to reflect the sentiments of the people. That's what democracy is all about. That's what it is. It's not what you want it to be. It's what the people want. You can't say everything is wonderful about the people and only like what the people say when the people say what you want them to say. That's not how it works. You know, flip-flopping may be the biggest benefit of democracy. If you want to stay in office, you better reflect the will of the people. And if you don't think the will of the people is the single most important thing for the government to do, then maybe we don't want to be a democracy. I personally like it. I personally think we should be. Not personally, commercially. But anyway, there's absolutely nothing the matter with the New Yorker cover. It was funny. F-U-N-N-Y. And if you can't take it, stop whining about it. That whole Chris Matthews crowd. You know, everything, you know, him and his ethnicity. This is a presidential election. You know, the single largest group in the country is Roman Catholics. There's only been one Roman Catholic president. I don't want to hear anything more about it's about what goes on. And the election is going to be great. And I'm out there voting for Obama, but Barack, stop whining. Anyway, let's move on here. I got five lines open. You can reach the show at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. This is Norm at Night coming to you in the afternoon from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. This is an absolutely gorgeous place. Deep Creek Lake, it's secluded in the mountains. It's right in that place where Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia all come together. We've had a caller today, and we're about 10 minutes into the show, so if you got something on your mind, you want to talk about the New Yorker cover, you want to talk about just about anything on your mind, give us a call. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, one of the things I do when I get up here at Deep Creek Lake, I just push my Obama button over to the side. I was at this tavern last night, and well, I'll be honest, I ran out of nerve. I didn't wear my Obama button because this, you know, I mean, Pennsylvania, Obama had a problem in Pennsylvania. West Virginia, Obama had a huge problem in West Virginia. And in this part of Maryland, I'm sure he also had a problem. So you don't go prancing around here with your Obama button on. You're liable to end up on the cover of the McHenry Journal or whatever the local paper is around here. But anyway, back to Deep Creek Lake. Deep Creek Lake is an old TBA project when they were electrifying the country, and that was a magnificent achievement, the TBA. The Tennessee Valley Authority, it brought the 20th century to much of the central part of the country. It was one of the greatest electrification projects that the world has ever seen. It was absolutely stunning. But anyway, Deep Creek Lake was actually, it was just a creek, and the TVA, they built a dam, and they were going to generate hydroelectric power out this way. And it created, when they built the dam, it created essentially a lake. It's a small lake. It's not very wide. It does have literally hundreds of miles of coastline because of how twisty and everything that it is. But it's been a vacation spot for the rich and famous from Washington since it was created, because after they built the dam, they decided not to continue with the building of the power plant, and then the lake went back and forth between Maryland and Pennsylvania. I think West Virginia was in on the fighting for it a little bit. But anyway, finally, Maryland and the Department of Natural Resources settled on taking the lake. But anyway, one of the things I like to do when I come to Deep Creek Lake, and this year especially, last year I was writing my MA thesis, and it was a horrible experience. I thought I was never going to get it done. It made me go crazy. But I did do it, and I got that second master's degree in distance education, and I'm kind of proud of that. Remember, you can call in at 347-945-6713. Well, one of the things I really like to do when I come here to Deep Creek is catch up on my reading. And one of the really interesting topics that I have, or that I like to read about, is gaming and things and how the internet is allowing us to, put our knowledge together. One of the most, I've just finished a book that actually I've read it. This is probably the second time that I've read it in bits and pieces, but I read it through here. Everything is Miscellaneous by David Weinberger. Also, the thing you might know about David Weinberger is the Coup Train Manifesto. He and a bunch of other guys put that together. The Coup Train Manifesto was a program for how to use internet marketing. But anyway, Everything is Miscellaneous really talks about the digital disorder and how the digital disorder helps us to, each of us, put our own stamp on the information in the way that it's ordered. One of Weinberger's most interesting points is how when everything's out there on the internet, any individual, provided that the tags and ways of finding the things are out there, the really interesting thing is that everybody can put the information together in a way that actually turns it into knowledge for themselves. How you arrange things is all up to your own perspective on the world. And that really gives me a big kick. But anyway, I heartily recommend Everything is Miscellaneous. If anybody out there has read anything, Everything is Miscellaneous, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. If any of you guys at SPS are out there listening to me again, call me up, 347-945-6713. It's really a great experience to talk to me or to talk to anybody. But everything is miscellaneous. A great book, and I hope everybody is reading it. But one of the real issues, another guy who moves me a great deal is James Paul G. And he's written several books on gaming and how it contributes to learning. When you put G's ideas about learning together with Weinberger's idea about the digital miscellany, you begin to really understand how indeed the internet may be a liberating feature for us all. Again, I'm starting to wonder if anybody's out there listening. 347-945-6713 is our number. I'm having a great time here at Deep Creek, and I expect to be doing a lot of other things. Fun. I am having fun. One of the things that's always interested me about learning, everybody always talks about learning as work. And I'm not saying it's not hard, but I've never quite thought about it in this. You know, it's not really work. Work, you know, I think about walking into a blast furnace in a steel mill, which I've done, by the way. Some people say I bring that up way too often, but I do bring it up as often as I can. I did bite the bull on H furnace, no question about that. But that's work. Learning or school, let's just talk about school. It's an intense experience, but I'm not sure that it connects up there with working on a blast furnace, because I can tell you that maybe it does. Who knows? If you got an opinion about it, give me a call, 347-945-6713. I'm sitting here drinking a Pepsi now. Are you Pepsi or Coke? Call me about that if you want. It'd be a lot of fun, you know, Pepsi or Coke. Call me up with your opinions about the New Yorker cover. Let's have some discussion about it. It's a real interesting idea. We got about 10 minutes left on today's show, and you can talk about anything that you want. You know, speaking of reading, if you're at all interested in gaming, and so many of us are these days, there's a great novel by Werner Vinge called Rainbow's End. I'm not 100% sure how I discovered it. I know, though, that it was a connection from my reading about gaming, and it's without any question in the tradition of Gibson and Stevenson. I don't know how many of you have read any Gibson or Stevenson, but that's great stuff, too. But you can reach me again at 347-945-6713. Or I wish you could instant message me, but I don't have IM on this computer. But if I'm doing it from my home show, you can instant message me. BoogeCon is my IM. I'm not sure if it'll come to my cell phone or not. But BoogeCon is my IM, and you can talk to me. One of the things that we're going to be starting cranking up over the next couple of weeks is a Norm at Night webpage, where we'll begin to put a lot of the things that we want to put on the show. I'd like to get to a regular schedule of Tuesdays and Thursdays, maybe at 11 o'clock. I don't know. be kind of hard for me to do it in the afternoon, being a school teacher and everything. So maybe we'll shoot for the 11 o'clock show. You can drop me an email at buffnet@verizon.net. That's buffnet@verizon.net. And let me know your opinions on lots of things. There's a ton of ways to get a hold of Norm Cotton, Big Norm from Norm at Night, even though I'm coming to you in the afternoon. I'm going around in circles now trying to fill in this half hour. The lake is just gorgeous out there, and it's just begging me to come down and dive in, and I'm going to. So all of you out there in your summer learning programs, just remember, you don't need programs to learn. You can learn anytime you want. Just read, engage, talk about anything you possibly can. What do I really think about summer learning programs? Oh, God, that's a real interesting idea. I'm not 100% sure I understand. I have a different view about learning than a lot of schools do. Schools seem to think that their selection process, you know, they select the best and the brightest, and they put them in control over us all. Well, that's not the norm way of doing things, though I work in schools. It's, am I a sellout? I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. I work at a school. I've worked at schools for the last 30 years. I've worked in summer learning programs for many of those 30 years. I've worked with programs for for students from the public schools in the District of Columbia. I've worked at summer camps. I've worked at all different kinds. I've invented a couple ideas with summer camps. But you're listening to Norm at Night in the afternoon from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. I hope this show will be in the archives. I've actually had a call today. I hope there's somebody out there listening. I'll never know. But the next show, we're gonna actually probably skip Thursday. I'm not 100% sure, or we'll do it at 11 o'clock. I'm going to end a little early today. The lake is just begging me to come. Or maybe I'll get the 7 minutes in. I don't know. But anyway, Rainbow's End. I just go around in circles and circles and circles, don't I? It's really hard to talk to yourself out here, but I would love some more callers. Tell your friends. Listen to Norm at Night. Another shout out to my buddy in Moscow. Another place that you might want to go to read some interesting conversations is a blog called Patty Wop, and you can reach that at patty2.blogspot.com. And in fact, one of the contributors to Patty Wop is coming to us direct from Moscow. In fact, we put a little Moscow clock up on Patty Wop. But we'd love to have you call. Come over to Patty Wop, read the things, leave a comment or two. All right, now there's a giant conversation going on. It gets a little highfalutin for me. Maybe I am just a poor steelworker's kid from Buffalo. Who knows? I'm a whole lot of different things, but the raging discussion on Patty Wop right now is whether or not gaming, well, I don't know. Well, there's a lot of intellectualism on Patty Wop, and I said right now, and everybody patting themselves on the back, talking about how smart they are. Now everybody's going to get mad at me. I'm sorry. You guys know you're my buds, but let's not get so taken up with ourselves. come on over to Paddy Wop. Look at two guys, ethnic guys, sitting on a bar stool. It's bar conversations. That's what Paddy Wop is, and it's a whole lot of fun. And sometimes we, even on Paddy Wop, on Norm at Night, everybody does it. We tend to take ourselves way too seriously and think that everything we have to offer is just way more important than what everyone else has to offer. And which is one of the reasons, to take us back to Weinberger, that I really like that book. The power of knowledge comes from the size of the conversation. It's a public conversation and not a juried conversation. There's some real good discussions about Wikipedia in Weinberger's book, about juried journals. It's really an eye-opener and worth the time it takes to plow through it, because it can be dense. And again, I'm looking at the New York cover, and we are on the radio. People got to just loosen up. I mean, give me a break. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. I shouldn't be praying on the air, should I? Well, that just about does it for us today on Norm at Night. I've got time for one more caller, 347-945-6713. I haven't had any IMs today. I don't know if anybody's listening to the show today, but I had a lot of fun doing it. I'm at Deep Creek Lake. I'm enjoying my vacation. It was disjointed, a little bit confusing, I know, and probably boring. As I progress and learn more about this, I think that I should be able to get a little better at it. Right now, I guess you still go to Chris Matthews, Michelle Bernard, and that whole crew to listen about how you should vote in the election. You're never going to be told how to vote here on Norm at Night, either on purpose or slyly. And yeah, they do tell you how to vote on a lot of those talking head shows. They deny to their deathbed that they do, but they really do. And we're all going to miss Timmy Russert. Oh, by the way, if you want to hear the last commencement address that Russert gave, the audio with some stills, you can do it at theconstantines.us. And you can find the link to it. You can also find the link on Paddy Wop. That's paddy2.blogspot.com. And we got about 60 seconds to go, so I am just going to wind it up here, because I want to get down to the lake and do some swimming. But this is really fun, and I've enjoyed it, and that's about all we're going to have for today. I wish I had some music to play to end the show, but I don't. We just got some lake people coming up into the studio. It's the dining room of a beachfront house at Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, where I'm vacationing.
Come on down, the water's fine.
Come on down, I've been told. The water is fine. And I guess I will be down there very, very shortly, because we're in our last 60 seconds. And I have enjoyed it. I'm putting away my Barack button. I'm getting my books ready to go down on my wonderful chair. I'm going to put a life. Oh, yesterday I swam across the lake. Unbelievable. But that was for free drinks at the Bear Claw, or whatever they call it. The Bear Cave. The Bear Creek Tavern. The Black Bear Tavern, and I'm telling you, there are bears around here. So for the last 30 seconds, everyone, go find the New Yorker. Go find the New Yorker cover. Have a good laugh. Michelle Bernard, eat your heart out. Stop whining. Chris Matthews, I'm coming for you. Your days are numbered. Norman Knight is going to displace Hardball. You heard that here first. I am just joking. Let's not get carried away. We're in the presidential election, and we're done.